The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on. Flacco into the end zone. Sanders is there. Touchdown, Denver!
Fox TV right there. Fox Sports there with the call. That was a Dick Stockton, Mark Schlereth special right there. So, Emmanuel Sanders... It's all out there that he's on the block. Broncos are taking calls. It seems it's a matter of when, not if, a trade gets done for Emmanuel Sanders. What do you think he's worth? What would you be happy with getting in return for Emmanuel Sanders? What kind of pick?
Well, I mean, what, like, everybody saw what Jalen Ramsey, what they got for Jalen Ramsey, and everybody gets, you know, googly-eyed over that kind of thing. Look what Baltimore gave up for Marcus Peters, because that's probably more of what you're going to get. They got an injured linebacker and a fifth round pick. Think about this. Here's a guy that's done nothing to produce. He had 24 regular season interceptions, got one in that game. First player in history to get back to back interceptions for two different teams. In the game yesterday, he had one with the Los Angeles Rams the week before. Then he gets one against Russell Wilson, who's having an MVP season. And Russell, you know, they made Russell look human. We got a pick six, and you got a fifth rounder and some injured linebacker. That's what you got. So I think that's pretty much what you're in line for with Emmanuel Sanders. You're not going to get much better than that.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's also 24 years old too,
right.
And he plays, and
Marcus Peters is young. Was this his fourth year, third team, fifth year, third team? A couple years in Kansas City, got traded, year and six games, and this can't be but fifth year, fourth or fifth year.
Where did he get dealt to again?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. That's right. You just saw him this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He had a big play.
Got to be his fifth year.
Real quick, I'll check that, and then we'll move on. Marcus Peters is... I need some Effrony music here.
Oh, hold on a second. Lord. This guy, right?
I need some Effrony music. Sure. He's only 26. Okay. That's it. Next on the Morning Brew.
Left side, a wide receiver screen to T.Y. Touchdown, INDY! Touchdown, T.Y. Hilton. A two-yard strike from Jacoby Brissett. And the Colts find pay dirt again. And they now lead it 13-6 with a minute 49 to go in the first half.
Colts radio, as the Broncos get ready to go to Indy and face Jacoby Brissett. I mean, Jacoby Brissett flat-out outplayed Deshaun Watson yesterday, threw four touchdowns, threw for 326 yards. And how about Jacoby Brissett? Third round pick, by the way, khaki pants. Jacoby Brissett, 65% completion, 14 touchdowns to three picks. Got a quarterback rating of over 101 for the season.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett's balling.
He can play a little bit.
Yeah. It's interesting. You know, a guy that I have a lot of respect for in Lewis Riddick. He said this before Jacoby Brissett. He said this when they traded him from New England, that he was going to be a star someday. Just based on his, you know, evaluations of his college tape and all that. And, I tell you what, he's a really good player. Really good player.
You know, the guy who actually trumpeted and really, I think, brought a lot of teams' attention to Brissett, including New England, he was drafted there. Was Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells was one of the first guys to really go on and say, you know, because he's got the Parcells rules when it comes
right.
to, and he felt that Brissett was going to be a player in this league. And, boy, he turned out to be that. So now the Broncos, you think, oh, hey, Andrew Luck retires. Okay.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden I look at that Indy game a little differently. Well, now you're back to probably looking at it as a tall, tall order. Next on the Morning Brew.
We had some big nights from some guys. The Jost line, for me, was outstanding, especially first half of the game. Some of the plays that Confer made, Wilson made, and Josty just getting it on and off his tape to put it to the net. Didn't overhandle it, didn't take his time, just quick shots, good shots. And you know, I think those guys were a big difference maker in our game tonight.
Everything rolling for the Avalanche right now. Tyson Jost with a hat trick the other night. They go out on the road. They are just steamrolling through really good teams, teams that will probably all be in the playoffs this year in the Eastern Conference in Washington, Pittsburgh, Florida, and Tampa Bay. And the Avs, Mark, are making it look easy. They already have a 5-point lead in their division. They have tied for the best record in the West, tied for the best record in the NHL, and at 7-0-1, the best start, 8-game start in Avalanche history.
How about that? How about that? I haven't watched 1 second of it either.
Well, a lot of people are with you in that regard.
They had one nationally televised game, right?
Yeah.
And that's where they got the 7-0 and the 1.
I ran into a friend of mine yesterday. We were talking about it. He told me the way that he's been able to watch the games. He started describing it. I'm like, okay, stop right there. Okay. That is like way more effort than the average person's ever going to be able to put in to find the games. But
how does he do it?
I can't even explain it. It has to do with some VSP address running it through Atlanta. And
you have to have tinfoil on your head? You got a tinfoil hat you wear?
You got to be a lot smarter than the average bear. That's all right. I'm going to say.
All right.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Here's a 2-1. And that's driven deep to left center field. Gardner is going back. Looking out. See you later. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4. Win the ALCS 4-2.
Ah.
Man.
Astros radio right there. After DJ LeMay, who had come through nails. Why can't we get players like that with a two-run homer to tie the game 4-4? Altuve goes yard, and the Astros are back to the World Series. Astros, Nats, not Dodgers, Yankees. Astros, Nats. How do you feel about it?
I love it. I love it. Going to be great pitching. Love Altuve. I don't know. How can you not like little Altuve?
Love him.
I mean, one, he's wee. He's a wee little dude.
He's a wee little lad.
But, dude, how much power does that dude generate? I mean, he's like a little Honda. My parents have the because they live in Alaska,
little
you know.
Generator?
Yeah, the Honda generator. Yeah, you fire that thing up.
Red box.
You pull the cord. And it's just smooth. And it powers the whole freaking house. It's just little. That's it. He's a little like a little Honda generator. Got a Honda in his back. Isn't that a song? Something with anacondas and stuff.
Plus, how about this for a stat?
Huh?
The Yankees, this will be the first decade that they will have not gone to the World Series since the 1910s.
What? They have not gone to a series in over 10 years? That's a decade, right?
Yeah, when was the last time they went?
I don't remember. Wow.
Now you got me curious.
Lord.
Efferty music, please, Ben.
Efferty. There it is.
Let's see.
Like 2007, 2008.
So, yeah, it's the Yankees go a decade without a World Series trip for the first time in 100 years.
Man. When was their last trip? 2009?
They've lost the American League Championship Series 4 consecutive times. 2010, 2012, 2017, 2019.
So the last time they went was 2009?
Who
cares?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
It's incredible.
4 times in the ALCS and can't come through. Wow. The Yankees. Choking. Whoever thought we'd see that day.
Love it.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. All right, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. James Merrillat from 1043thefan.com. Does he just want to sweep a broom through the Broncos organization? He'll tell us next.